Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Sugar sector to benefit from European Union-funded technical assistance. Stay with us to find out more. And later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Me a 23 labor day, man. Come here, we restore, preserve a beautiful island. Here 23rd, that is labor day. 55 years and yes, we still going. Make we clean up every scully, every street must glowing. Make we clean up the place, come here, we clean up the place. Our little country, make we clean up the place. You love Jamaica, so make we clean up the place. Mister, clean up the place, come here, we clean up the place.
This is Razor B and I'm saying this Labor Day, May 23rd, beautify our island. Restore and preserve our heritage. Make Jamaica beautiful, I feel it.
The sugar industry is set to benefit from the development of a comprehensive financial and economic model to be piloted by a European Union EU-funded technical assistance consultancy program. The project, valued at approximately $37.8 million, forms part of the accompanying measures for Sugar Protocol 2013 funding support for Jamaica, totaling $4.18 billion. It includes an allocation for support to mobilize specific technical assistance expertise. Under the consultancy, a team of technical experts over the next 4 months will undertake several activities, including the development of a financial and economic model for the local sugarcane sector, facilitating ongoing research and serving as a source of data for policymakers. A feasibility study will also be conducted on ethanol production opportunities in Jamaica, and a revised sugarcane payment formula will be developed, which will be analyzed and reviewed in keeping with Jamaica's needs. In addition, workshops will be conducted with relevant stakeholders to disseminate the results of the project. Head of the EU delegation in Jamaica, Ambassador Malgorzata Wazilewska, says it is expected that the provisions will boost the commercial viability of the sector.
Ahead of the expected changes in October 2017 and beyond, we hope that the results of the technical assistance will lead to effective options to support the sector through this change and suggest different approaches to the industry to make it commercially viable.
Ambassador Wazilewska says the commencement of the project is timely in light of the pending termination of the EU sugar quota management framework in September. Agriculture Minister Kasamuda has welcomed the EU provision, noting that the attendant workshops and other inputs will assist the sector immensely.
For us to have a successful industry, in my view, all the players must have a share in it.
Did you know that Fern Gully, located in the Garden Parish St. Anne and managed by the Public Gardens Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, is home to hundreds of fern species and the only place in the world with these varieties? Remember, you are not allowed to pick the ferns. That tip was brought to you by the Public Gardens Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You can't tan blow, no play with tick. Translation, if you can't take blows, don't play with sticks. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Also, an expenditure survey. What kind of digging up people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information do you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running when me sooner next time.
A message from Statin.
The meaning of today's Jamaican saying is, don't venture into areas where you cannot handle all the possible consequences. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.